This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, August 22nd. The grain market appears to be stable but uncertain. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today in soybeans, the market was really steady. Commercial buyers came in and they really offered some support for the futures. There's been rains across the Midwest. That has eased some of the worries for any kind of crop damage, and you would think that there would be a little bit of a sell-off. But we're just below the real support number of 940. And so just being below that, the market has found a little bit of equilibrium. All bets are off in the wheat, but the wheat fell again, and it certainly seems that all factors are just showing a bearish sentiment all the way across the complex. It's been 2 months since we actually saw the high, which was right around July 1st, and we have not seen that number again.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 6.5 at 409.25. September corn was down 3 at 348. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 6.5, ranging from 489.5 to 525. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were down 6.75, ranging from 492.75 to 512.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were down 13.75, ranging from 745 to 765. Live cattle for August were down 37.5 cents at 105.87.5. August feeder cattle were down 70 cents at 139.57.5. And September class 3 milk was down 9 cents at 1710.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line report.